The Food and Drug Administration said today that the agency has concluded RU486 is a safe and effective alternative to surgical abortions. The announcement is an important step toward finally allowing the drug to be made widely available in the United States. RU486 has been strongly opposed by anti-abortion groups. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
RU486 has long been controversial because it could make abortion more widely available and more private. So even though the drug's been available in other countries for years, abortion foes have prevented it from even coming before the FDA for consideration until this year. But today, the FDA announced studies conducted on RU486 in both France and the U.S. show it is a safe and effective alternative to surgical abortions. Dr. Beverly Winnikoff is director of reproductive services at the Population Council, the New York research group seeking the abortion pill's approval.
As you know, the large majority of counties in this country do not currently have abortion providers, and there's a potential that this method will make it possible for there to be abortion providers in more locations than now exist.
But the FDA stopped short of granting formal final approval, saying it wants the Population Council to provide the agency with more information about how the drug would be manufactured and what kind of information would be included for doctors who prescribe it. Officials at the Population Council refused to say exactly what the FDA wants to know, but the council said the FDA's concerns shouldn't delay plans to make RU486 available in this country sometime next year.
I can't see why there should be any problem. They've asked for specific things that we know we need to provide to conform to the general standards of the files, and we're prepared to give them as soon as we have it in order.
RU486 works by blocking a hormone that's essential to maintain a pregnancy. The drug is combined with another pill taken 2 days later, which causes the uterus to contract and expel the fetus from the womb. Studies show it's 95% effective in terminating pregnancies up to 7 weeks. But some experts question whether only certain doctors, those who have been trained in performing surgical abortions, should be allowed to prescribe the drug. Dr. Cassandra Henderson of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine was a member of an advisory panel which reviewed RU486 for the FDA.
Physicians are going to be using it who have not necessarily been trained in complications of surgical termination, and I'm not sure who's certifying them.
Another concern, Henderson says, is poor women might not be able to pay for a surgical abortion if RU486 doesn't work. Opponents argue the FDA's willingness to approve RU486, despite these concerns, show the agency's motives are political. Gracie Sue is with the Family Research Council in Washington. She says in addition to possibly making abortions more common, the drug hasn't been proven to be safe.
It definitely shows where Clinton's base is, that he has always been in favor of abortion rights, and he's always been in favor of expanding abortion at whatever cost, even if it means at the cost of women's health and women's lives.
The Population Council says the drug is safe. The group plans to respond to the FDA's concerns quickly. The drug could be made available through doctors' offices and clinics around the country as early as next year. I'm Vicky Kuei in Washington.